So there are people in this world, many, they look quite normal on the outside, but they are, what they're really looking for is more pain. They're walking pain bodies. Where can I? And then they'll choose the right one that's most likely to give them what they want. They're looking for trouble. And so when that is very strong, you can actually, without being a psychic, see the pain body through people's eyes, the raw emotion of it. And the frightening thing is, many of them are driving cars. There are no statistics yet as to how many accidents are caused by driving pain bodies. Probably 80%. So because the pain body is so cunning, you need great alertness. You need this, we used this analogy before, you need the sword of presence to be able to be present as it arises in yourself or somebody else. So you can watch it. In yourself, most importantly. The most beautiful thing in a relationship is if you can say to your partner, I can feel my pain body right now. When you said that, that got triggered. That means you're conscious. You may not yet be free of pain body, but you're conscious with it, and that's beautiful. So you could use relationships where the pain body gets triggered so frequently. In that way, yes, it does require enough presence in you to see that this is what's happening. And then there's no blaming or accusing. It's just saying, you did that. And when you did that, I felt, and I still feel, this anger, or I feel the fear. Deep sadness. Big paper, only one short question, which is very nice. How does one not resist resistance? Well, that sounds almost paradoxical. All that it means is that you notice that at this moment you're resisting what is. Noticing it means bringing awareness to the resistance.